Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement, and we are back in the basement. We've got a lot of open threads here. We're going to figure out how to close some of those, but we're also going to keep working on a format that we can work and works consistently and keeps things interesting, keeps things moving, keeps us both learning and having fun. I'm considering doing some reading and either just reading a section of a book. It'll have to be like a public domain book because I don't want to deal with lawsuits. Either a section of a public domain book or possibly just taking notes on a section of a book and then going over the notes and then discussing. Part of the power of this, I've recommended several times, reading aloud as a way to get better at speaking, communicating. You're not only communicating to yourself more effectively, your practicing will allow you to communicate with others more effectively as well. And that should be every day. There should be a few moments every day, you know, a few minutes, however long you want, really, but at least some time every day where you just communicate something to yourself. And you can do this by writing. You can do this just by speaking aloud, but a very easy way to get started is to take an author you like and just read a section of the book out loud. Sometimes you'll want to read the same paragraph multiple times. Sometimes you might try to push for a page, but a paragraph at least. Read a paragraph of something you find powerful. If you find a chapter and you like the chapter, or maybe not even the whole chapter, but there's a paragraph that was absolutely, it just summarized things very well, or it gave you some point that you thought it really hit you, it resonated. When you read this point, you feel really connected, really centered. Read that point out loud. You don't have to record it. At some point in the future, you may want to record it, whether you're doing anything online or not, just so you can say you did it. There's a added impact when you record things. It seems like a bigger deal. And you may want to put it online at some point or share it with somebody at some point, but you may also just want to review it and see how well you did. And then say, okay, well, I kind of trailed off in the middle here. How can I stay focused throughout the paragraph? Or I spoke very strongly here, not as strongly here. How can I change that? Or I spoke fairly strongly throughout, but it was a little, there wasn't enough variation or change. There wasn't any up and down or interesting changes in the inflection of my voice. How can I add that in? You start adding things in and you get better and better and better at speaking. And all this just from reading out loud, which has an additional benefit. You reaffirm that point to yourself. You make that point more real. You understand that point more clearly because you've spoken it out loud. And of course, if you take the same point and speak it out loud again and again and again, the effect gets even more powerful. So we're looking in that direction. We'll get that figured out, and pretty shortly, hopefully, we'll have that live. I'm Ben Langley. Thanks very much for spending a few moments with me this morning. We'll talk again soon.